This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And you already know what I say. I don't have to keep saying it, right? You're part of the solution when you actually decide to get off your butt and do something. Okay? And I'm not picking on anybody in particular. You already know this. You know how it works. But, I mean, seriously, find your passion. Find that thing that turns you on. When it comes to, you know, education, city management, water. Maybe water is your thing. I have one of my best friends just loves being on the water board. He's in all the water stuff. I'm not. And he's made some major differences. So find that thing that you can make a difference at and get involved with it. And if you don't want to run for office, help somebody else run for office. Seriously. Okay, if you're in the Anaheim area, this is Southern California, why you'd come to California at this point, I don't even know. But if you're in the Southern California area this weekend, I will be down at the Health and Freedom Conference in Anaheim, California. Starts tomorrow morning. It'll be tomorrow and Sunday. But in that Health and Freedom Conference, we're having a Reawaken America. So I've had him on the show before, you know, Clay Clark. And he's talked about what we need to do to get everybody rolling again. Kind of a, what do you want to call it, an American revival, if you would. And there'll be a lot of great speakers here. I mean, you're going to have Mike Lindell's going to be there. General Michael Flynn will be there. Remember Pastor Mark Burns? Roger Stone will be there as well. A lot of these names, a lot of these people that you've heard that have been fighting over the last year or two. Sam Sorbo. Lynn Wood. I'm going down some of the list of some of these people. So if any of these people kind of, you know, if they excite you more than I do, here you go. They'll be there. You'll be able to be up close personal, ask them questions. Cordae Williams, we've had him on the show multiple times. And Del Bigtree, great guy. You know, again, flaming left-leaning, not left-leaning, he's laying down on the left, liberal. But I got to tell you something. When it comes to vaccinations, when it comes to vaxing, he has been on the show with us. And he lays it out in plain, simple English that we can understand. And he wants to make sure everybody's safe. And even though he and I are 180 degrees, probably 85% of what we talk about. And you would think that, you know, that's why sometimes Xander Gibb was right. You don't always paint with that broad brush. Xander always said, hey, you know, look, not everybody in that group thinks this way. Well, here's a guy that's willing to fight, stand up, and do what's right, and not what the party wants him to do, which is shut up and get out of the way. Really, seriously. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know what I'll do? I'll put this up. This is so hard to get to sometimes. I will put this up on the website. So if you need to grab it tonight, if you're in the chat room right now, let me put it up for you now. Again, you're in the Southern California area, you can catch me there tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. All right, back at it. Back at doing real stuff. You know, so that's the beauty about having people like Sonia and Zoe on the show. Deontay Johnson, another great guy, great young man. Now, for the left, in case you don't track well, he's a great young black man. And the fun thing about it is that, even, you know, Morgan Freeman says it's so true. Stop, you want to stop race? The racism stuff, the race, stop calling me a black man. But we can't. They won't let us. We've allowed them to drag us along. Anyway, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Okay, so some of my Catholic friends, look, I got to throw these stories in there because they do, if you're in the religious world, you understand the big part this plays. So Pope Francis has decided to reverse one of Pope Benedict's restrictions on Latin Mass. Now, Francis cracked down Friday on the spread of the old Latin. And when I was a kid, I grew up with that. When I was a kid in the Catholic Church in Boston, the morning masses were all done in Latin. And because they feel like that was the language that Christ spoke, so that was the language that needed to be done in. I was one always, even today, felt the same way. If Jesus came back today, he wouldn't be speaking Latin here in this country. You would hear him in your native language. So Francis reimposed restrictions on celebrating the Latin Mass that Benedict relaxed in 2007. He went further to limit its use. He said that he was taking action because Benedict's reform had become a source of division in the church, and it's been exploited by Catholics opposed to the Second Vatican Council of the 1960s. I'm not going to get into all the politics behind that. You guys can look that up on your own. Now, critics say that they've never before witnessed a pope so thoroughly reversing his predecessor that the reversal concerned something so fundamental as simply the Word of God and how it's presented. Joe Mazzini, your host. You are listening to the Joe Mazzini Show. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I'm gonna look up Jack Wagon for me. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for being with me, for taking your time with me. Hit up the website, a bunch of stuff you can do up there. Hit the donate button should you feel the want and desire to pull, to throw a few bucks our way. You know, social media is literally pulling us down. Yeah, they won't let anything get out there. They won't let the message get out there. Nothing. So I don't even play that much on there anymore. It's just a real pain in the butt. Anyhow, so there's a bunch of ways to get involved. Also, if you hop on the website, you can comment on some of the articles and so forth. There is a lot happening there. 855 Real Joe. 855 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I like to say. All right. I mean, there's a lot happening. So we were talking about the Pope Francis and the Catholic Church. And some of you who are interested or understand how all this works, it's really weird that they have a retired pope. Usually you wait for the pope to pass away, and then you go ahead and elect a new pope. But he is, while the guy is still alive, he's reversing a lot of the stuff. He did sound familiar? And Francis recently reimposed restrictions on celebrating Mass in Latin. Now, the pontiff said that he was taking action because Benedict's reform had become a source of division. Well, that's nothing new. There's always been division in the church. Right? Now, he's talking about at his rank, at his level, that's a different story. Now, a lot of critics said that they never witnessed a pope going through the last pope stuff and turning it around. Which is why people watching this from inside are having trouble with it. Pope Francis is 84. The new law that he issued required individual bishops to approve celebrations of the old Mass, also called the Tridentine Mass. Requires newly ordained priests to receive explicit permission to celebrate it from their bishops. Under the new law, bishops must determine if the current group of faithful attached to the old Mass accept Vatican II. See, you know what? There's plenty who do, plenty who don't. What are you going to do? You going to leave them up because the church comes up with a law or a rule? That doesn't sound right. Anyway, Francis said he was taking action to promote unity and to heal divisions within the church. Boy, I wish he felt that way about all the stuff that he comes down with. Now, he said that in a document that he wrote recently, he said that he based his decision on a 2020 Vatican survey of all the world's bishops, whose responses reveal a situation that preoccupies and saddens me, he said. So I needed to intervene. The Pope rolled it back immediately. He said, this is an extremely disappointing document which entirely undoes the legal provisions of Benedict's 2007 document. That's according to Joe Shaw, the chairman of the Latin Mass Society. You know, again, there's a lot of tradition here that people get caught up with. Young people barely understand English. If you're going to do Mass in Latin, why should they go? They won't get it. They won't understand it. Right? So, it's interesting. There's a lot of little nuances to this that would take... Some of you just wouldn't get it, wouldn't understand it, because you didn't grow up in Catholicism. Totally different thing. All right. Ruling that came down, a federal judge ordered Biden's administration to end the new DACA applications. No more, that's it. Now, DACA was established under Oblamo in 2012. Federal judge said that the Biden administration has to stop all applications for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, ruling that the Obama-era program was illegal. It was. Totally broke the law. See, from what I say with executive orders and existing law, this is what I understand and what I've been taught. An executive order can change an existing law temporarily. So, if there was a law passed, and maybe we don't have the resources right this minute to implement, or require something we just don't have ready, then the president could put it off 90 days, 120 days, whatever. That's kind of what the executive orders with the laws are for. They can't change the law and dictatorially change, get a law and just change it at the sign of a pen because they don't like it. It's not how it works. In that case, you wouldn't have to worry about, right, not signing any of these laws. You wouldn't have to worry about the veto power of Congress. Let them pass the law. You sign it let them pass the bill. You sign it into law as president. And then you wait a couple of weeks and you go, oh, you know what? I've been thinking about this. We might have a problem with this. And you signed an executive order to can it. Why bother? Right? Now, DACA was established under Obama. We all know that. In 2012, granted protection from deportation of work permits to illegal immigrants who came to the country as minors. There's well over 700,000 of them. Well, actually, 700,000, a little plus, is about what was going to be approved, I think, under Obama. I think that's the I don't have all the numbers in front of me. So, again, I don't know, you guys, I know some of you guys are on the other side of this than I am. But if you have a child that's been here since they were two or three, they really don't know. They don't understand. They don't know anything about Mexico. Some of them have gone to school here. They've never had any trouble. Right? They go into services. All of a sudden, it's the first time they find out they're not here legally. What do you do? No, really, are we really that us on the right? Are we really that unforgiving? That we're going to make them pay for the sins of the parents? Who never said anything to them? Who lied to them their whole lives? Or do we make allocations for them? You know what I mean by that. I mean, seriously. I think we should. If somebody's willing to serve, you know, goes into the service, somehow gets in, and then goes for their citizenship, why would we turn them down? If they went through without any problems, they went all the way through their education, I think we need to sit back and think. The judge found that the agency's interpretation of the statutes was overly broad. Those laws did not carry the authority for the federal government to institute the program. In other words, they overstepped. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show on GCN Live.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The western United States is bracing for another major heat wave this weekend. Triple-digit temperatures are expected across the Mountain West and into Canada starting on Saturday, with record highs possible through Monday in parts of Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. Forecasters saying daytime highs will be 30 degrees above average for mid-July and could contribute to the spreading of wildfires in the West. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott isn't backing down in his fight with Democrats who have left the state and are not doing their job in protest of a voting bill.
They can stay away as long as they want. I will continue calling special session after special session so they can run, but they cannot hide.
The Democrats flew on a chartered plane to Washington, D.C. to stop the measure from advancing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
I would never say that. Oh, Christ. Let's just leave it at that, okay? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for tuning in, for being part of, for just being part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed, right? Head up to the website. Look at it. Just talk to somebody yesterday. God, I don't know how often I can say this. When you go to MyPillow.com, that's MyPillow.com. You can order slippers or sheets or pillowcases or pillow itself. Use promo code Joe, and on the way out, you'll get a nice discount, and I'll be happy, you'll be happy, we'll all be happy. I haven't bought anything bad from him yet. Not a thing. All right, so we're talking about DACA. And some of you are already a little over the top about what I have to say. Look, here's the thing. Let's take it from an honest-to-God humanitarian viewpoint, and you Christian brothers and sisters, think about this. All right? They're brought up here. They have no idea they're coming up here. They're in mommy's arms all the way up. They've been here since they were 2 or 3. They get a soccer team, the baseball, whatever. Right? They're trying to do the right thing. They're not out 2 o'clock in the morning with a gun in their waistband and graffitiing things. Why shouldn't we give them an opportunity? Electronic equipment. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, so the DACA applications, I don't know where you lost me or where I lost it. The DACA applications are being stopped now. And again, these kids were on our side. Right? And we're not talking about kids that are in trouble. We're not talking about MS-13 kids that were snuck in. The kids were on our side. Or are on our side now. They've gone through school. They've had no major issues. Some of them joining the service. Some of them have got community, have had plenty of community service, if you would. Not because they did something wrong either. So, why shouldn't we give them a shot? Why shouldn't we give them a chance? So, again, as I said earlier, DACA was established under the Obama administration. and granted protection from deportation, right? He gave work permits to legal immigrants. And I think at the time it was like 700,000, let's stay clean, close to the real number. And more coming in, more and more coming forward asking for them because they were petrified to do it before. So Judge Andrew Hannon, a Texas judge, found that the Department of Homeland Security violated the Administration Procedure Act. Now, he found that the policy was implemented unlawfully. Who knew? Impossible. Now, the judge found that the agency's interpretation of statutes was too broad. And they didn't have the authority. The federal government didn't have the authority just to do what they wanted to do and institute this program. DACA would grant lawful presence and work authorizations to over a million people for whom Congress had made no provisions. See, Congress needs to do its job. That's the big part of this. They keep wanting to blame it on presidents. We like to blame it on the presidents. We've had control at times. Have we ever tried, did the Republicans ever try to pass an actual comprehensive immigration reform ever? I mean, seriously. Now, somebody made a comment in the chat room. I mean, according to the reading of the not just the article, but the judge's ruling, the applications are supposed to stop, too. Supposed to stop. Now, we already know that deep state does whatever it wants to do. Hard to stop them. Not impossible. It's just hard to stop because nobody really wants to do what it takes to do to make it quit, to make it stop. Hey, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time it takes. The time you take to be on the show with me, the time you take to listen, tune in. You know, I always tell parents, you got to pay attention to what's going on in school. You got to read the papers that come home. Got to ask your kids what they were talking about. And right now what we're hearing, now this is not, I'm going to say we don't have total proof that this is going on, right? But we do have claims that in D.C., kids received the COVID vaccine without parental permission. Now, a children's health advocacy group, they filed a lawsuit in federal court against D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser because I can't imagine her doing anything that was against the law, right? Now, the suit is against her for allowing kids to receive vaccinations without parental knowledge or consent. Lawsuit stated that the Minor Consent Act for a vaccination bill passed in the D.C. Council by 12-1 vote. It was enacted into law in December. Right? Technically, it subverts the right and the duty of a parent. Takes the right away from you to say, no, my kid's not getting that shot right now. I'm not going to allow it to happen. In California, it's been like that for a while, but it has nothing to do with the vaccine shot. Kids are allowed to make, in some situations, I don't want to paint with a broad brush so you don't nail me with it, but kids are allowed to make this. Kids, I want to make sure I say kids. Kids are allowed to make their own decision at 12 years old on a lot of things. A young girl can be taken out of a class at 12 to get an abortion. Parents never know about it. Right? There are certain shots or medical procedures that can be done on a 12-year-old without parental knowledge. The child can decide at 12 years old that they are no longer a boy, but they are a girl and want to be referred to as such. No call has to go home. Parent doesn't have to know anything. Right? I mean, this is all stuff that they think a 12-year-old can do. And yet we did that story last week that 18-year-olds apparently don't have the smarts to own a gun. Between 18 and 21 years old, they weren't allowed to have a gun. What's that all about? You know, if we don't get all over this government, if you don't watch out for your kids, if you don't pay attention to what's going on, then the schools will get away with just about everything. Come on, really. Think about it. the schools have been allowed to, the education system. They're smarter than you. Just ask them, they'll tell you. So you have to make sure that you're engaged and you're involved with your child's education. You're engaged and involved in what's going on day to day in school. Take some time to ask the questions that nobody else is asking your kids. I don't even know if you are, for that matter. I keep hearing about how important our children are in there. They're such our precious commodity. Well, what are you doing about it? No, seriously. What are you doing to make it better? What are you doing to make sure they're protected? You know? Representative Tenney, but we've already seen some of this news. It's kind of like you already know it. You already know what's coming down. She says that the Democrats have no interest in working with the GOP. But we know this. They don't reach out for anything. They don't reach out for collaboration in any area. If you think about Schumer, and Pelosi, right, the laws that they're putting together, the bills that they're throwing together to put out there to be voted on, there's no input from the right. There's no input from Republicans. They don't think they need any. Because they've got the will of the people. After all, the people did vote for, well, didn't really vote for them, but whatever. All right, Democrats in the Senate are using budget reconciliation to unilaterally ram legislation through, including immigration reform. Another $3.5 trillion. Did they ever think? Well, I guess not. I had to think to understand that they never think about the financial responsibility in front of us. That they're leaving for not just your grandkids, but your great-grandkids. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini. Don't go far.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are some messed up white people. We are back. Well, I'm back. Joe Mattini, your host, just to the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that. I mean, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the solution. And you become part of the solution by getting informed. It's really what it's all about, right? Let's talk about how... did the Democrats really want to work with us, right? When you look at their actions, don't look at what they say. Because, frankly, they don't see us as their equal. They don't see us as one of them. We're against it. We're terrible people. Don't you know that? Get with the program, for God's sakes. When you look at the, again, when it comes to any of these bills for education, for infrastructure, because we're not 100% the same page as them, we can't be part of the game. We can't play in the game, if you would. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jen Psaki, I mean, I'm surprised she's made it this long. And I don't mean that in a hateful, hurtful way. I'm surprised she's made it this long. See, when we put pressure on the White House, It doesn't really mean much anything. Twitter exploded today after Psaki urged big tech to unite on bans for misinformation spreaders. Who decides what's misinformation, though? Right? I think if she said that if Facebook banned somebody, Twitter and the other sites should do the same thing. And the White House is getting criticism for it, but has she backed it down? Can anybody send me a link of her backing it down? Now, the White House is, they're taking criticism for it. I don't think they put anything out yet. Remarking the steps social media outlets could take for public health, she advised them to create robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties, provide transparency about rules. Right? You shouldn't be, instead of saying, they should have the same rules about platforming and deplatforming, which comes out and says, you shouldn't be banned from one platform and not from others. So because one group decides you should be banned, think about what they're doing. No, let the hair on the back of your neck curl up. Think about what they're doing. They, for all intents and purposes, are stopping people like you and me from getting our message out. Now, the remarks got a whole bunch of critics crazy. Right? The bunch of people already concerned about the flow of information, the free flow of press. Remember, they're being treated like press. We use the word media and social justice platforms, but they're being treated like the old-fashioned press. Now, Psaki, she discussed from the White House podium that they want to vaccinate more Americans. They want to get out there and vaccinate more people. That's great. Do they want to force it or make it available? I mean, Joey came out and basically said, you are the epidemic. You are the pandemic if you're not vaccinated. Now, the White House, listen to the words carefully. The White House is flagging problematic posts for Facebook. So the White House has got a whole team that decides what people should and shouldn't be saying. Right? And they're told they need to get rid of it because of disinformation. But let me ask you, if a doctor, a bunch of nurses and so forth, contradict the rule, the law, the rule, the edict, and say this isn't right, the numbers you're using aren't right. We're hearing about how coronavirus is spreading like crazy now. But it can't be true. Because we have nurses that are sending out emails, nurses that are talking with us, and doctors that say, the hospitals are empty. The beds are empty. So how can this be a problem? Psaki remarks, finally drew a bipartisan, now you got people, she's teeing off people from both sides of the aisle, right? Some of them are even called big tech outlet state actors. And they're ripping on the Biden administration for playing right into their hands. One of the writers said that it was a precursor to censoring. If you let the government decide what the flow of information is going to be, remember, if Facebook is a private entity, and that's why they can do anything they want to do, what is the government telling them what to do for? How does the government get away with it? It just never stops, does it? Anyway, another writer, I can't repeat what they said. Who will soon take the top editor job at Rolling Stones? Noah Shachtman. Because why? He's talking about this stuff in a positive light. So they're going to see him as the next god. Why is the White House declaring who should and shouldn't be banned from social media? Hey, that's my line. Get your own. Are they colluding with Facebook? Are they colluding with Twitter? Fox White House News White House correspondent Peter Ducey, he questioned Psaki on Friday. He knows the checkered history of big tech deciding what was and wasn't misinformation. You know, Facebook infamously flagging posts that hypothesized the coronavirus leak from Wuhan lab. Right? Remember, what was it? Chloroquine? Hydrochloroquine, whatever. No proof, no this, no that. It doesn't work. President should be talking about it. We're going to scrub it. Now it seems it works. That's what I'm saying. That doesn't stop. Remember the Wuhan lab? That was a conspiracy from the right when they used to talk about that. Right? And they would mark the post as such. That this was a freaky post. It wasn't real. It was fake. This is what I've been saying for a long time. Give us the information. Let us decide what's real, what's not real. Now, Psaki responded to a question by saying, we don't take anything down. We don't block anything. She said it's Facebook and a private company that make decisions about what information should be on the platform. Right? I'm sure that Facebook won't take a call from Joey B or Joey B's White House to decide what goes and what stays. Can you imagine? Steve Crocker, Fourth Water newsletter editor, he pointed out how big tech censorship of the New York Post story on Hunter Biden. And by the way, now we're finding out that the Hunter Biden story, that the DOJ had the information, they could have gone forward with it, they had enough to move forward with it, and decided not to. I mean, does anybody here believe that Hunter Biden is not guilty of anything? I mean, really? They had enough to go on. Trump, whole different story. Look at all the garbage they're throwing at him. They're not going to let the man rest. He'll be president again. I know some of you are going crazy with that. You know, and again, if we don't take this back, we have to start locally. Hop back. I know I've been on the mantra. I am sorry. I apologize. But get back to local politics. Take back your school boards, your water boards, your city councils. Make sure you go to the city council, water board, whatever meetings, and you're letting them have it. You know, let them know. Let them know how you feel, why you feel, get some fact, line it up, let them have it. It's really the only way you're going to make changes. Really, honestly, the only way you're going to make changes. Because that's what I saw the other night with some of my colleagues. You have people come up, and they just cry and whine in the whole nine yards, and that's why they want it changed. You need something to change it by. Really. I think the whining and crying stuff that make me nuts. It's like if you get some fact and you get out there, you'd be surprised at how much headway you could make. If you don't get any fact, then you won't get, I'm telling you, you won't get far at all. Yep, Joey B called us killers today, by the way. I don't know if any of you caught that. Right? So we're killing people. It's all our fault. It has nothing to do with the illegals or the immigrants coming into the country. That has nothing to do with anything. Oh, my God. I'm just looking at all these stories that are popping up on my screen that have to do with misinformation about COVID. But who's really got the misinformation? No, come on, honestly. I think it's Joey B and team. I don't have any problem saying that. And they doubled down, was it today or yesterday? On their commitment to report misinformation and problematic posts about the China Wuhan virus. If they don't allow information to get out, we can't make decisions. Let that sink in for a second. All right? Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break right here. Don't go anywhere. Really, come on back.